We're here with former Ravens tight end Todd Heap, and we are excited to announce that Todd is going to be going in to the Ravens Ring of Honor this year at M&T Bank Stadium. Todd, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's very exciting.
How does it feel to know that your name is going to be up there against with some of your former teammates and guys that I'm sure that you looked up to and enjoyed playing with during your time here?
It's pretty surreal. You know, you look at all the names that are up there and a lot of my former teammates, a lot of special players in the Ravens history. It's going to be cool to be listed among them. You know, you never know how deserving it is, but I was pretty excited to get a call from Steve Bisciotti, you know, telling me that he was going to put me up there. So I was pumped, and I think it's going to be cool for years to come.
When did you find out? What was that call like, and how long have you known?
It was cool. I was actually in Baltimore. We were getting ready to tee off for a charity event, and Steve Bisciotti called me on the phone and said, "Hey, I hear you're in Baltimore." He's like, "Well, before anybody else gets to you, I wanted to tell you that we're putting you in the Ring of Honor this year." And, you know, I'm not speechless too often, but it was, you know, it was pretty cool to hear that from our owner, a good man that that knows how to run things the right way and that's really put together a first-class organization.
Now, when you're playing here, maybe you think at some point you could be among those guys. Did you think that at all, that you could have your name up on that ring at some point?
I never played with that in mind. I never played with that. My whole goal was just to try to be the best player I could be and try to maximize the potential that I had and give everything I have every play. And so that was my whole focus as I was playing, is try to help the team win and do those things. You know, I wasn't much into thinking about stats or thinking about anything else. More focused on just, okay, how can I get the next yard?
Now, when you were playing here, when guys have gone into the Ring of Honor during that time, there's a lot of pageantry and hoopla around the event, but you never get to see it because you guys are in the locker room at halftime.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about what it's going to be like when you have that moment just to step on the field there in front of the 70,000 fans at M&T Bank Stadium?
I think any time you come into M&T Bank Stadium, those are the things that you miss the most, is that game experience, and this will be kind of the closest thing to that. So when you're retired and gone, there's only a few things that you really, really miss, and that's the experience of the game day, especially at M&T Bank, because you can't duplicate that anywhere else in your life or anywhere else around, especially with the fans the way they are here in Baltimore, which is incredible. So you miss that, and then you miss your teammates. You know, you miss that camaraderie, that atmosphere you have in the locker room, and just getting along with all the guys and having the fun experiences, you know, in there as you go through things together as a team, all the highs and lows.
You know, you played elsewhere. You went to Arizona after playing here in Baltimore. Did you always feel like Baltimore was kind of home in that sense of how you started your career and spent so much time?
No question. I mean, I have the fondest memories here. You know, it was 10 years of my life. My wife and I came out here, and we were married right before we came out here. So we've had a lot of good memories here, a lot of great friends. We've met a lot of great people, and just look forward to continuing that and staying a part of this community and coming back to Baltimore often. But, you know, we look back, and, you know, every time I'm getting ready to get on a flight, I'm excited to come back and see all the people and talk to all my old friends.
Todd, any memory that sticks out when you think of your time? I'm sure it's hard to put 10 years into one story, but is there one story that sticks out you say, man, that identifies with my time that I spent in a Ravens uniform?
There's so many stories.
Yeah.
I think, you know, one of the coolest things and things that everybody always asks me about is, what does it feel like to come out of that tunnel and have everybody yelling your name?
Beep.
Yeah, and so that's experience that you can't really forget and something that I'll treasure and cherish forever.
What are you up to now?
Well, I've got 5 kids now.
So they're keeping you busy.
We've had 2 little ones since we've left Baltimore. So I've got a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old, soon to be 3. So I'm doing a lot of watching kids and coaching kids. My oldest is getting ready to turn 12, and she's playing soccer. My twin 8-year-olds are playing baseball right now, so helping out, coaching them, and we've got 2 young ones, so we're still in parenting mode.
Yeah, so you're doing a lot of diaper changing and coaching.
A lot of diaper changing, a lot of coaching, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Excellent, Todd. Well, thank you very much. Congratulations again, and thank you for taking a few minutes to stop by today.
Thank you.